fish protein, and that takes some of the pressure off converting land to producing animal protein or plant protein on land.
So we're also joined tonight by Steve Sugden from Water for People, who's working on a similar idea to Jason's, but using a slightly smellier option. So, Steve, you normally work on sanitation issues. How did you start thinking about the food chain?
If you take a city like Dar es Salaam with a population of 3 million, you've got 75% of that population that actually pit latrine uses. When the pit latrine is full, it causes a problem to the householder, who then normally has to employ a manual pit emptier to empty the pit waste, and that gets put onto the nearest piece of land or drain. This causes huge public health problems. Places like Vingunguti, the last time I was there in an area of Dar es Salaam, the health officials thought they had endemic cholera. So the whole idea is, can we change our attitudes from seeing this as human waste? Can we actually see it as an asset? And quick calculations will say that around 560 tons of human waste are produced every day in Dar es Salaam. And can we actually use that as a source of organic matter, as a source of energy to increase food production?
Talk us through actually what's involved then, Steve. What do you do to rescue back that waste? In the same way that Jason's doing it with blood, you're using something a bit less pleasant, perhaps. But what is involved in your technique?
There's two possible ways. One, which is you can actually do it at the household, which is more difficult. The fact that you've got to keep inoculating the pit latrine with more fly larvae. So the preferred method that we're looking at is actually developing pit emptying services, taking it to a nearby transfer station, and then using black soldier fly, which is, I think, really an extension of what Jason was talking about, and using black soldier fly to actually eat the waste. The black soldier fly, from the early work that's been done, has a 42% fat content and a 30% protein content. And as I say, it can be used for fish meal or even for making the fat content for making biodiesel.
So, Jason, this is sort of complementary to what you're doing. Can you team up with Steve and the two of you come up with a solution that means you can make the best of both worlds, both stuff that goes down the loo and stuff that goes into the landfill?
They're all waste nutrients, and what we need to do is get busy using these waste nutrients, reconverting them to something useful, and get busy repairing the future.
Final word from Tim. Where do you see this going?
I think we need to get a lot smarter about reusing this stuff like these guys have been saying. And I went to a farm in China a couple of years ago where they had pigs and pigs producing muck, and the muck was then used to farm earthworms, and the earthworms went into fish food and the remainder of the muck went onto the field, and it became a very closed system and incredibly efficient in terms of yield production, which is quite unlike most of our industrialised agriculture.